My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Good morning, Tone.
Morning, Kenny. Unfinished business.
Oh, you. Is that you with watching the Olympics, or what is that?
What every team in sports says.
Oh, okay. That didn't win the championship.
That didn't win. Although I do wonder, like, if you had failed to repeat as a champion, then you'd also say.
Yeah, but then they did.
Before.
So, like, for Kansas City, like, all your business must be finished.
No.
What business is there to finish?
Patrick Mahomes has finished business now.
What is unfinished business? What is the unfinished business?
That he finished fourth in some.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Top NFL player.
You want to hit this now? You go ahead and you hit this now. The NFL top 100 was out and he was number four.
Yeah.
You go ahead and you say it.
Well, it invalidates the list, obviously, and it makes me feel stupid for paying attention to the list. But the way they unveil the list, you don't find about who wins. So we didn't care. Denzel Ward,
dumb
I think
list.
That was the same one that didn't have him in the top 100. That probably should have invalidated the list to begin with and should have saved us all the time. And we could have moved on with our lives.
How's Denzel Ward not a top 100 player?
I don't know, because a list that we had 2 weeks prior had him as, what, the second best corner?
I mean, I will go from 100 in until I find a player if on the air if I need to. How is he not a top 100 player? Now, again, it's not based on anybody else but the players, right? This is the players' top 100. Like, they vote.
Yeah.
Is this like the coaching poll? The coaches poll
what,
every
they
week?
They hand it over to their assistants?
It's like, Ole Miss, number six, whatever. I got tape I got to watch. I don't care. Oh, Sunday morning, here comes the coaches' poll. Like, yeah, they don't.
But having Patrick Mahomes anywhere but first and a runaway seems like a concerted effort to try to diminish him. And like it seems like the players would have called each other beforehand.
It's just
a campaign to make sure that he doesn't get
the
top spot.
It's just not correct. It's just not correct whatsoever. Number one is Tyreek Hill. I don't know what to do with Tyreek Hill. Hold on in a second.
I know what to do. Move him behind Patrick Mahomes.
Other than that.
Teach him abstinence.
Yeah, teach him abstinence would help too.
Well, hold out.
I'm not hitting it. No, I've seen the results.
Lamar Jackson, number two. Lamar Jackson's top five.
Well, I always put it this way. I mean, look, if you want to say in the playoffs, but then if we're doing playoffs, then
interesting. Yeah.
All of a sudden, all of Tom Brady's receivers are top 10.
I didn't put him tier one. I didn't put him in elite like yesterday. Not like mine counts to them, but I didn't put him tier one. Is he an elite quarterback? If I take him, if I put him in, who do I take out?
So regular season, 100%. If he's healthy, he's beating you almost every time.
Yeah.
He's going to win
almost every time.
He's got to have outside of Mahomes. Is his record right up there with Mahomes as a starting quarterback
probably
in the regular season? But when you consider the playoffs, then it drops him down a rung.
So Tyreek's number one. Lamar's number two. Number three is Christian McCaffrey.
Although we kill every quarterback outside of Mahomes in the playoffs. Every quarterback has had bad playoff moments, and then we're like, well, you're not Mahomes.
Did the same
thing.
Well,
then he's in his own tier. Yeah,
Lamar regular season is 58-19.
That's college football.
Yeah.
That is a Power 5 top of the line college football record.
Christian McCaffrey's number three.
Yeah, McCaffrey's amazing. I get that if you're you know, in Cleveland, and, you know, we think Nick Chubb's the best running back. I've always said Nick Chubb's the best ball carrier. I think McCaffrey is the better weapon, but we, when we say running back, we don't think of catching the ball out of the backfield.
No. Nick is still in the top 100, right? I think he was in the 60s or so.
Which is
incredible. I think it was, yeah.
Shows you, so that shows you the respect.
Yeah.
And he deserves and has earned the respect.
Well, then why doesn't Denzel get the respect? Why doesn't Denzel get it?
I don't know.
Why isn't Denzel in the top 100?
One thing that also showed was wide receivers kind of owned this list, or at least were more prominent. So who's the opposite of wide receivers? Cornerbacks. They were down on the list this year as a group.
All right. Well,
number five was Miles. That's a good point. Number six, Chris Jones. Seven, Trent Williams. Eight, TJ Watt behind Miles. Number nine, Travis Kelce. He's down from number four last year. Number 10, Max Crosby. We won't need to go any further than that. Just giving you the top 10 there.
So I guess
giving you the nuts and the bolts.
Obviously, there's been more player movement in the NFL than when we were younger, but it's the one thing that the NBA kind of has when it comes to the evaluations of the players. We get to see the NBA players play with different guys on different teams, which is not better for the sport, but it's better for these arguments.
Get your pen out.
In the NFL, we don't get to see Travis Kelce with anybody outside of Patrick Mahomes.
No.
So unfortunately, I have no idea what Travis Kelce would be if he were the tight end of the Commanders. What would he be? Oh, and you watch him all the time. What would he be? So you'd lose all the stuff that makes him and Mahomes spectacular, which is, I'm going to break.
Be like Hunter Henry or something.
You're going to know when I break, and then you're going to throw me open, and we're the only two guys that can explain what we just did on the planet. He would lose that, so what would he have? What would his numbers be? Would they be like Njoku? Would it be 850 yards?
How do you define
six touchdowns?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But you bring up like Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin might be the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL. Why? Because he had Sam Howell throwing to him, and then, I mean, you might as well have Billy Kilmer throwing to him for all we know. I mean, no one else knew anything about that football team, right?
That was Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Who just went into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. We just talked on Friday. Well done. With Jonathan Wells.
His best quarterback he ever played with was who?
Matt Schaub? Was it?
Yeah, probably.
David Carr?
No. He's a good analyst. Not really. Anyway, okay, I would put, who would you, other than Q, this is why I wanted you to get your pen out. So you would put Patrick number one, right? Mahomes. Number two, would you put Lamar? Remember, you made the argument. You put quarterbacks ahead of.
I don't know how quarterbacks aren't the top eight. I don't. Because they just matter so much more.
Who's your first non-QB then?
I hate to say it, Matt Stafford healthy is probably more valuable to a football team than Myles Garrett, right? In wins and losses? In terms of wins and losses, we saw Myles Garrett dominate on a 1-15 football team.
How many times did Matthew Stafford go to the playoffs? Does it matter? Does that matter? Damn it! This is what makes football fun to argue about, but also very hard to talk about. Because again, I would like who's the first non wide receiver? Or excuse me, who's the first non quarterback you would take after this? I'm getting to a point here. Who's the first non-QB you would take? Would you take Tyreek Hill over everybody? Would you take McCaffrey over everybody? Would you take Myles Garrett over everybody?
Yeah, but then,
Jones, Williams, et cetera, et cetera.
That's funny. We saw McCaffrey playing with Baker, and we saw him against the Browns, and he couldn't do anything.
What would you put?
I would say probably it's all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All quarterbacks, then pass rushers.
Yeah. That's why I we're going to get to something later on, and this is going to play into it. Like, Tyreek Hill, obviously he's a really good wide receiver. He's a really good weapon overall, but when it comes to importance, it's such a weird thing.
Well, and then he leaves a team and they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But then he's
twice.
You could say he's part of the damn reason that Tua Tagovailoa got paid.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the reason Tua got paid.
Well, who's more important than Miami's reason offense, Tua Tagovailoa or
Tyreek?
There you go. Yeah. Like, what would Tua be without him?
Yeah, Tyreek is the one guy who's of that stature.
Yes.
You're right.
So, you know, there's part of it where it's the same argument. Guys, people make the arguments about Tua, and I look at it and I go, it's the same argument about Brock Purdy. What's Brock Purdy without McCaffrey, without Ayuk, without Deebo Samuel in the past? Like, what is he without those guys? He probably ain't that great to start things off. I mean, there is this is what makes the ultimate nature versus nurture argument. This is why I'm fascinated by the Bryce Young situation. It's the only reason I would ever pay attention to the Carolina Panthers is, okay, you had Brock Purdy, who goes and gets drafted Mr. Irrelevant. He goes to a great system, great organization. They know what they're doing. They stand for something. They have good weapons around him, and he gets an opportunity, and he flourishes with it. You go to Bryce Young, who doesn't have any of those things, and you see what Bryce Young is doing, where he struggles. C.J. Stroud, where C.J. Stroud goes to an organization that before last year was more bunned, and he's made the very best of the talent that he had. And remember that Tank Dell got hurt week 13 last year.
So
he was able to do that afterwards.
If C.J. Stroud has another year like he did last year, he's right up there with Josh Allen.
That's why I said when I put the tears out and I put Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and I put Burrow ... because many people are going, Burrow still? And I go, well, yes, still. I mean, I can't. He got injured last year. I don't want to knock him for that. But the reason I put the ... was for C.J. Stroud. And then I got the argument about Lamar Jackson. And I go, well, there's only room for three. There's only room for three guys. And I'm not once you get in the elite level tier one to me, once you get in, it should be very, very, very difficult to get in, and it should be really difficult to take out. That's my whole thing of it. Like, that's when I don't like the whole willy-nilly arguments of a guy does well, has one. Like, they do this in the NBA all the time. One bad game, garbage, trash. Not even one bad game. One game where they, you know, 20 on 20 shots. One inefficient game. Garbage, trash. It's like the Russell Westbrook argument. And I don't like it because I'm going, you guys are going from one extreme to the other. Like, Russell Westbrook's great, was a great player, not anymore. Was a great player, but it took me a long time to say that he wasn't a great player anymore. It took me a few years because of, it takes me a while to put him in and it takes me a while to take him out.
I think the biggest argument you could get in, almost more so than just where, like Patrick Mahomes, we all realize he should be number one.
Yes.
Very interesting, Joe Burrow's 39th on this list because he is basically on almost every elite list, right, when it comes to quarterbacks, but yet only 39th when quarterback's the most important position in sports. So is that a bunch of players selling stock on Joe Burrow and saying, because of the injuries and because we actually think it's Ja'Marr Chase.
I think so.
We actually think it's T. Higgins.
Some of this stuff I think is, I want to say some of this stuff is like rooted in jealousy, but it's not. I think some of this stuff is just rooted in overall perception. I think these guys talk all the time. That's why I wonder why Denzel isn't on the list. Where's Ja'Marr Chase? I know Ja'Marr Chase doesn't like him, doesn't like anybody with the Cleveland Browns. So at least in the secondary, isn't a fan of anybody on the Cleveland Browns. Where's Ja'Marr Chase? Got to be, if he's not in the top 10, he's got to be 11 through 20, right? Is where Ja'Marr has to be. So he's obviously a very big-time player.
He's 45th.
Ja'Marr Chase is 45th? Really?
Hold on here. I have two different lists that are...
This thing is all over the place. Well, NFL.com is where the standard list would be, right? He is... Holy crap, he's 45th. Continue to show why he's one of the league's top wide receivers. Boy, that's crazy. Demario Davis, number 44. Boy, he's aged like a fine wine, huh? Remember his year in Cleveland?
That's crazy. That's crazy that he's this good.
That's unbelievable to me.
So he's like a forgotten man, only because we're good. We don't really care about it anymore.
Yeah,
but he is totally forgotten man.
He's one of those guys. I mean, I have no problem saying it. Like, he's one of those guys that got traded here and was just like, I'm going to do my time. It's basically like he went to jail for a year. Did his time. You know, what? I think he could have been one of the guys who kind of grabbed the torch, never grabbed the torch, and then that was it. But at the time, we were in a transitional period anyway, so I can't say it. Like, he didn't do it in pride, for crying out loud, but it was basically, yeah, I'm here, and that's the way it's going to be. And I think that he was probably, for his career's sake, hoping he didn't get hurt here. That's basically the way it went. Because he's had an outstanding career other than the time he was in Cleveland. I mean, he's 35 years old, for crying out loud, playing outside linebacker. That's a pretty outstanding career. Yeah, there's a lot of the stuff that's just nonsensical. To leave Denzel off is nonsensical. Miles is number five. I would put Miles right up there, but I think you can make an argument. I mean, I have a lot of fun with Steelers fans, and at their expense, you can make an argument for any one of those guys. McCaffrey, Miles.
Yeah.
I'll put T.J. Watt in that mix. Why not? Chris Jones, I will put in that mix. I think Chris Jones gets a little bit overshadowed by Mahomes and by Travis Kelce to the regular fan, but I don't think he was overshadowed by their own organization after week one last year, which was a little bit bizarre, but also true. So there you go. You are watching the Olympics like crazy, right? Because we do have eyes on it right now. Katie Moon, has Katie Moon gone again yet? Or it's going live right now with the pole vaulting.
I mean, maybe I've just, either I looked down or whatever. I still have not seen her.
She went, I don't know. Okay, how do you convert the meters? 4.55.
You go to Google.
But those should be easy for her. That's at the beginning. She's probably skying.
Is 4.55 the normal? Educate me, please. Well,
I have never watched as much Olympics as I have watched over the last 2 weeks just because I'm at home.
14 feet, 11.1 inches.
That's 14 feet up there.
Yep.
Holy cow.
It's higher than a basketball goal.
Kid. That is way up there. So we have eyes on Katie Moon right now to see whether or not that she gets Olympic gold again. It's hard to do. That's got to be something that's hard to do twice in a row, right?
Well, it depends on the event because some of these events, like the shooting event, I think, and I don't know which of the shooting events because there's many of them, and I don't know which is which.
I've seen one meme.
Well, the one,
that's all I know.
Yeah, the one guy who looks like he's playing Duck Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was Skeet. Is Skeet an actual Olympic event?
Oh, Skeet's got to be one.
Right, the one guy, this was his fourth or fifth 20s. Olympics, and he was easily the favorite. So it depends on the event.
What'd you say, Owen?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. 216-4. I don't know why I needed to even say that. I'm already getting texts about Owen's comment about another football player in America. No, it's good. You're fine. No one did there. They said coming in hot is starting early. I go, absolutely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.